Hello, and welcome to an IBM podcast. I'm Jeff Gluck, and my guest is Bradley Whitcomb, who's Vice President of Customer Products and Services for the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. In this role, he's responsible for all of PG&E's customer products and services, including the California Solar Initiative. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with why PG&E is focused on environmental initiatives. Which ones, and why are they important?
Well, environmental leadership is a core value for us at PG&E. And we think about environmental leadership, we think about it both on the supply side and on the demand side. On the supply side, we're really focused on the quality of the energy that we're providing to our customers and focusing on clean energy. In fact, right now, about 50% of the energy that we deliver to our customers is from clean sources. And we're well on our way toward meeting the California requirement that we have 20% of our energy source coming from renewables by 2010. On the demand side, we're heavily focused on energy efficiency, which we feel is the fastest, most cost-effective way to meet our customers' energy needs. In addition, we're looking at new alternatives such as solar as part of the California Solar Initiative, supporting the California initiative to put 1 million solar rooftops out as an alternative method of delivering clean energy to our customers.
How did PG&E and IBM hook up in this initiative?
Well, with respect to the data centers, IBM is our data center partner, and we've been working together on a number of initiatives around how to improve the energy efficiency of the data centers. In particular, we're looking at server virtualization, the thermal mapping project, where we're trying to map out the energy, the heat and cooling inside the data center, and determining how to optimize that to reduce energy usage. And we're very, very excited about this program.
To some folks, an energy company wanting people to use less energy might be a little counterintuitive, but that's not the case.
No, it's not the case. In California, we're working under a regulatory model that's called decoupling, where we've separated out the financial incentives for providing energy from the financial incentives for actually having the distribution network. So, in fact, we make no money from selling energy to our customers. That's a direct pass-through. We do make a rate of return on the infrastructure investment that we have to make to provide the distribution network to deliver the energy to our customers. And on top of that, we're actually offered a financial incentive if we can drive additional energy efficiency into our customers.
What is the role for U.S. companies in terms of being energy efficient here in the United States and around the world?
We believe that the role of U.S. companies is important, both here in the U.S. and abroad, to take a leadership position here in the U.S. We're fortunate to have the financial and the intellectual resources to invest in new alternative energy supplies and also in energy efficiency programs. And there's a huge market opportunity to then spread these out into the developing nations and the rest of the countries around the world.
Isn't there an opportunity to do a lot more with the U.S. electric power grid in terms of using the latest information technology to become more efficient?
Absolutely there is. In fact, at PG&E, we have an initiative which we call Smart Meter, which is going to put intelligence into the meter at every customer's home. Ultimately, we'll be deploying about 10,000 meters a day. And this will allow us to send price signals back to the customer's home, which will help shape their demand, so we can overall reduce energy use across our customer portfolio and also meet their requirements for having the energy that they need when they want it.
On a scale of all the things that are important in driving energy efficiency, where does the data center issue rate? Is it important?
Very important. Right now, we estimate in our service territory about 2% of the total energy consumption is coming from data centers, and this is a rapidly growing space. We have an opportunity to get in front of this with new technologies and new energy efficiency programs to avoid this from growing to 4 to 5 to 6% of the energy consumption in the territory, but the time to act is now.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Bradley Whitcomb is the Vice President of Customer Products and Services for Pacific Gas and Electric Company. I'm Jeff Gluck. Thank you for listening.